Random House Audio presents The Matlock Paper by Robert Ludlum. Read for you by Stephen Hoy. Chapter 1. Loring walked out the side entrance of the Justice Department and looked for a taxi. It was nearly 5:30, a spring Friday, and the congestion in the Washington streets was awful. Loring stood by the curb and held up his left hand, hoping for the best. He was about to abandon the effort when a cab that had picked up a fare 30 feet down the block stopped in front of him. "Going east, mister?" "It's okay. This gentleman said he wouldn't mind." Loring was always embarrassed when these incidents occurred. He unconsciously drew back his right forearm, allowing his sleeve to cover as much of his hand as possible, to conceal the thin black chain looped around his wrist, locked to the briefcase handle. "Thanks, anyway. I'm heading south at the next corner." He waited until the taxi re-entered the flow of traffic and then resumed his futile signaling. Usually under such conditions, his mind was alert, his feelings competitive. He would normally dart his eyes in both directions, ferreting out cabs about to disgorge passengers, watching the corners for those dimly lit roof signs that meant this particular vehicle was for hire if you ran fast enough. Today, however, Ralph Loring did not feel like running. On this particular Friday, his mind was obsessed with a terrible reality. He had just borne witness to a man's being sentenced to death, a man he'd never met but knew a great deal about. An unknowing man of 33 who lived and worked in a small New England town 400 miles away and who had no idea of Loring's existence, much less of the Justice Department's interest.